the deeper you go in these practices, the more important is this first preliminary of settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. We stop identifying with the unnatural states of tension, constant chatter, and a deluded mind as being natural. And we discover the natural state of the body, non-conceptual, relaxed, at ease, and still. And discover the effortless silence of the mind settled in its natural state. And discover the contentment with that silence that goes with this natural state, rather than filling compulsively every moment of silence with plans and distracting thoughts. Be content with the silence. And then settle the mind in its natural state. The moment-to-moment presence of luminous cognizance, knowing, yet empty of substantial characteristics. This mind that is able to illuminate appearances without becoming them. And as you rest in the stillness moment to moment, you will inevitably recognize the mind in movement as thoughts, mental appearances, images. The Mahasiddha Maitripa said, whatever thoughts arise, virtuous or non-virtuous, steadily and non-conceptually observe their nature. So in the instant that an appearance arises, not only are you aware of its appearance in the space of the mind, can you also be aware of its nature? Wangchuk Dorje describes this as the recognition that all appearances are mind. Not only internal appearances, but even the appearances of so-called external objects. How do they exist? Those appearances of things you see, of those things you hear. Where does that appearance occur? Those appearances also are mind. All appearances are mind, not only objective appearances, but the subjective appearances that seem to be a quality of awareness itself, desires, longings, liking or disliking, the way that you seem to view objective appearances. Those as well, simply another display of the luminous quality of mind itself. Like a temporary cloud formation in a blue sky. Can you vividly recognize the nature of the thought, the appearance, in the instant that it arises? This is vividness. It requires great vividness. And it produces great vividness. All appearances are mind. But does that mean that mind alone is real, has a true existence? Can you find any substantial qualities at all to either the mind in stillness or the mind in movement? Vividly recognize in the instant that appearances arise, all appearances are mind. Mind is empty. What do you discover when your mind is at rest and you observe its nature? A space-like emptiness, of substantial characteristics that would mark it as a thing. This mind itself is as insubstantial as a dream. But does this mean, this emptiness of the mind, does this mean that it is nothing? That when you look at the mind, there is nothing there. There is no experience. Or even in the absence, the emptiness of substantial characteristics, do you experience this quality of luminosity, the mind's capacity to know? Wangchuk Dorje says, recognize all appearances as mind, mind as emptiness. And then recognize the emptiness of the mind as spontaneous actualization. These appearances are temporary crystallizations of the empty space, the empty nature of the mind. All these appearances in their essence are nothing other than displays of the luminous nature of the mind. And then recognize all these displays of spontaneous actualization as self-liberating. They spontaneously arise. And when you see their nature, they self-liberate. So as you are resting in this shamatha practice, with your mind in stillness, and then appearances arise, with the same moment of awareness that is resting in stillness, can you not only know the appearance of this display, but know its nature? All appearances are mind. Mind is empty. Emptiness is spontaneous actualization. Spontaneous actualization is self-liberation. It's said in Dzogchen that the difference between a samsaric sentient being and a Buddha is that a Buddha knows who they are. This emptiness of the mind that you recognize is Dharmakaya. The luminosity of the mind that you recognize is Sambhogakaya. And all of these spontaneous displays of non-dual emptiness and luminosity is Nirmanakaya. Now you know who you are, your own Buddha nature, apparent in every appearance and every recognition.